Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning? It's good. It's excellent. Today is a great day, ladies and gentlemen. And that is because we are alive. We are filled with the Spirit of the Lord. My name is Mark Toronto. I'm not as quite an elegant speaker as our lovely Katie McGee is, but I'm going to give it my best while I'm up here. I have a bit of a story to share with you guys that deals with my own experiences with faith and God helping me through my troubles. Well, last year, our youth group had the wonderful opportunity of traveling to New Orleans to help rebuild with the damage from Hurricane Katrina. Well, that's not what this story is about. This story is about the journey that we took to get there. On our way to New Orleans, we stopped in Georgia, and we stopped at an interesting place called Stone Mountain. It's, like the name suggests, it's a giant rock in the middle of nowhere. It's about 2 miles straight uphill with trees, rocks. You gotta climb over everything to get to the top. Now I have a bit of a confession to make, ladies and gentlemen. I've never told anyone this, but I'm not exactly what you would call physically fit. Wow, Mark, oh my God, it's shocking, right? Yeah, no one knows, but it's my own secret I've been holding for a while. So you can imagine a guy like me climbing this 2 mile steep uphill mountain over rocks and trees and other such things can be quite a bear. We started off all together, but quickly everyone shot ahead of me. I remember my good friend Hudson stayed behind with me for a while, but I told him, no, Hudson, go on. Go on without me. And so I reach about the halfway point, and I'm dying. I'm ready to cave in, just fall over, pass out on the ground. Well, something interesting happened. While I was thinking, man, I'm never gonna make it up there. I'm not built for this. Maybe it was the wind. Maybe it was, you know, the knowledge that my friends were already up at the top waiting for me. Something was pushing me forward on my back. I can't really explain the feeling. It was extraterrestrial. Let's go with that. Just some force was keeping me standing, keeping me moving up towards the top of the mountain. Well, I'm happy to say I made it to the top of the mountain. It was absolutely breathtaking. However, when I got to the top, I immediately collapsed on my back. Yeah, not my best moment. Well, as I was lying there, looking up at the sky, I couldn't help but laugh. I laugh for a lot of reasons, ladies and gentlemen. The first being that a big guy like me just played the biggest practical joke on the universe by doing something that I shouldn't be able to do. I laughed because my friends were around me laughing with me at my little mishap at the top. And as I was lying there laughing, crying so hard, I looked up at the sky, and it was, the clouds were in the air, the sky was blue, and it was quite possibly the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. The point I'm trying to get at, ladies and gentlemen, this is just an example, but we all face hardships in our lives, whether it's climbing up a hill, losing a loved one, moving to a new place. We all face these troubles, whether they're small or large. Well, God is always at our back. He's always pushing us forward so we can get to that point when we can say, I had these troubles, but I shot past them with God's help. Our lovely youth choir sang a few minutes ago, "Do you hear my cries? Can you see my eyes? I'm calling out to you." Well, ladies and gentlemen, he does, and he does hear us, and although we may not always feel him around us, he is always with us, and he is always pushing us forward so that we can be the men and women that God strives for us to be. Thank you.